Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Morning, Snow FM, breakfast for your Friday. 4 minutes past six. The end of the week is nigh.
Yes, Simo, just one more workday to go. One more Snow FM breakfast for the week to go also. But Simo, we start off today's show with me in darkness.
Yep.
One of the lights in the studio has decided that this morning it wants a bit of an early weekend and doesn't want to work. And conveniently, that is the light which is right on top of my head. In the corner over here in the studio. So you're well lit. You're like you're on a stage on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I'm in darkness. So I'm like the crowd.
How many radio dudes does it take to change the light bulb?
Well, probably many.
More than us.
More than us. Considering, do we even have another bulb?
Considering that we started with three and we're down to one.
Yeah, there's three lights in the studio. We're down to one. Hopefully that one sticks it out through the show. Otherwise, mate, I don't know what we're going to do.
The mics stay on. And Friday, a massive show coming at you. We're going to be discussing some plant-based things. Some plant enthusiasts going to join the show. That's very, very late.
Yes.
But that's going to happen right before nine. What else are we getting into?
Well, Simo, I've got some important scientific research to do with you also a little bit later on this morning.
Okay.
That's involving pizza.
Let me go and get my lab coat and the cheese. What?
Can we eat the cheese?
Yeah, well, pizza, hey?
Mm.
Nothing better than pizza on a Friday.
Exactly.
Fitz and the Tantrums, I Just Want to Shine, plays now. Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. Justin Bieber, Mistletoe, festive spirit. Strong with us this morning, Snow FM at breakfast, 20 past six. And what we're dealing with this morning is robots.
Robots that aren't taking over the world.
Thank
yet.
Goodness. Yeah. Yet. They'll probably put that on the list. Tech company Beetle Robotics have set to work on creating a robot that can independently collect dog poo.
I see.
So, have you wandered around the Snowies recently? You know, people should always pick up the dog excrement if they're responsible for it.
I tell you what, walking across the Oval, I note that there is a lot of bird excrement.
Okay.
So can we get a robot to sort that out?
I'm not sure if this one can yet detect, because that one's a bit more of a, if we're going to get into
let's not get into, you know, the consistency and all this sort of stuff.
I don't know if they have a program running for that one just yet, but this one, Beetle is essentially, it's like, what is it, the Rumba? Ruba or whatever the hell it was, the little circular disc spaceship that went around people's houses along the floor.
Oh, like the vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, did you see that one?
Yeah.
Familiar?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that meets Mars Rover. It's got some big, thick wheels on the end of it.
I see.
And then looks like it kind of moves itself over where your dog has done its business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's like a suction thing, and it's like, and all of a sudden, no poo there anymore.
Until you have to go and empty out the robot, which that must be a horrible job. Can they invent a robot that will go and empty out this poo cleaning up robot?
You do bring up an excellent point. There's nothing here about that, if I'm honest.
Disappointed. We need another robot. Make another robot!
But the fact that it's independent, like, apparently you can just leave it and it'll just go do its thing. So maybe it's the opportunity for, like, councils, like, cash up and just leave these things wandering around the park.
No, people steal them and vandalize them. Let's face it, that's how the public works. But, so these are like those vacuum cleaner discs that will just, you'll just set going and it'll just kind of move to where
which is
and
what...
They can kind of sensor where, like, stairs are and that sort of thing so they don't go falling down.
Yeah, so apparently this thing can, like, maneuver around, like, kids' toys and shovels and whatever other obstacles you want to chuck in its way.
What happens if, so this is just for the backyard, I gather?
Backyards.
Just for outside?
Yeah, backyard parks, though, as well, by the looks of it.
So what happens if a dog does a poo in your living room? Does the robot have a spare set of keys? Will just let itself in, kind of go through the kitchen, not eat any of the food in the kitchen, just go through the kitchen, into the living room, clean it up, and then just let itself out and lock the door?
I imagine it might actually, like, it'll call its best mate, that Rumba, the circular disc household
one.
Oh, no,
don't get the vacuum on that.
Yeah.
Like, those vacuums are quite small. Like, they're for dust and nothing bigger.
Nothing else?
No.
Because it worries me that they're independent. Like, they would choose to do this for a job.
Well, okay, no, I don't think robots choose. It's not like robot school.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, oh, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be a sat nav. Oh, I want to clean up dog poo. That's not how it works.
Because I've also come across the fact that these Rumba things, that they were basically finding new and inventive ways to shut themselves down so they didn't have to clean houses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's like footage of these household independent cleaners like cleaning along a kitchen bench and then noticing that the stove was on.
No, that didn't happen. You're making this up.
No, that's legit.
You
reported.
Are making this up, Sam.
Yeah, and then cruising along the bench and then reaching the stove point and then just laying themselves to rest.
No, that has never happened ever.
Okay.
In life. In the 2019 years this planet has been around, that has never happened.
All right.
Admittedly, because for the first 2000, these things didn't exist.
Fair enough, too. So you're a skeptic?
Yes.
You're not worried about the robots becoming...
Look, I'm not worried about a dog poo cleaning up robot taking over the world, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, well, that's good. We got Painkiller now, Rule, more Aussie music, Snow FM Breakfast. Glades, Do Right, Snow FM Breakfast for your Friday, Simo and Jordan. I'm feeling a bit low-key about this, if I'm honest.
Well, Simo, I just have to put my lab coat on because we are doing some important scientific research today here on Snow FM Breakfast.
Yeah, what's the go?
Well, Simo, I've got 3 slices of cold pizza in the fridge out there. This pizza that was bought the other day and has been sitting in the fridge. And, you know, you need to know, admittedly, cold pizza tastes delicious on its own.
You know you've already had a ham sandwich this morning as well.
No, it was a wrap.
That's sorry,
right.
Sorry. Yes. It was a different bread consistency.
Exactly. But Simo, so there are 3 slices of cold pizza and we need to try and work out what is the best way of heating them up.
I mean, dough, I feel like dough is something that shouldn't happen before 9 a.m.
Well,
you know how
you do realize dough is bread and toast is a common breakfast item.
Yeah, but the consistency of dough, like pizza's a pretty hectic time.
I mean, admittedly, pizza dough is a lot denser than bread.
Before 9, pizza is not something that... If you're eating pizza before 9, typically it's more of a critique on the night before, really.
Really,
then what's going to happen going forward?
Well, Simo, I am more than willing in this course to put my body on the line for science.
Oh, yeah? Righto.
And eat some pizza before 9 o'clock. So I've got 3 methods of reheating cold pizza.
Okay.
I think number one, this is your stock standard, what you go to. This is your microwave.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's just the quick, easy, what we all have done when we have cold pizza in the fridge and want it to be heated up. Just whack it in there for 45 seconds. It comes out. It's warmed up, but it can be a bit chewy and tough.
Away you go.
The crust.
All right.
So that is way number one that we are going to try.
It's that dense dough.
Now, a couple of people have hopped on the social media today and sent in a few recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
This one sent in by Lisa, I think... This is the one that I have my money on. Like, I never thought about this for an option, but I've kind of reading about it thinking, yeah, this could work.
All right, Lisa, you're full of good ideas.
It's
what is it?
Sandwich toaster.
Oh.
But, interesting. So you put the pizza on the bottom bit of the sandwich toaster, and Lisa specifies that it has to be one of those sandwich toasters, which doesn't close all the way, but kind of leaves sort of about a 2-centimeter gap or so.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
So it doesn't completely squash your sandwich. It'll toast it and that sort of stuff. That way, the top heating element is not in contact with the pizza, maybe a millimeter or two away, and that melts the cheese from above whilst warming below.
Okay. Yeah.
I reckon that could be the winner.
All right.
Number 3 method that we're going to try was sent in by Mark. Mark, you're a weirdo.
Morning, Mark.
He suggests, I don't even know if this is going to work, wrapping the pizza up tightly in multiple layers of tinfoil, putting in a bowl, and then pouring boiling water on top of it.
Mark. All right.
I mean, I can see his thinking because it's like heat from all around. But, I mean, the chances of your pizza remaining dry at the end of it are pretty much nil. Because is foil even waterproof?
There's a lot to unpack there because it sounds like something that a single guy is doing. But if there's one thing that a single guy excels at, it's reheating pizza.
Exactly.
And adding moisture to the equation and alfoil, there's a lot of elements he's adding to something which is quite simple.
Pizza is very important to people, Simo.
Yeah, Mark sounds passionate.
All right, so I am going to go out to the kitchen to cook all these. You'll cross to me in the kitchen next.
All right.
And then we will come back and see which one's best.
Sunset City first. Samantha Jade features on this. It's Forget It All, 7:45. That dense dough next. Sunset City, Samantha Jade on Snow FM at breakfast, 12 minutes on the way to 8. And we are crossing now to Jordan. Jordan, you there, mate?
Hello, Simo. I join you live from the kitchen here in the Snow FM office, approximately 5 metres away from you.
Yeah, that's right.
But behind multiple glass panes and walls.
And so you, we're reheating pizza? You've put it to the snowies?
Well, Simo, we're not just reheating pizza. We're doing important scientific research. Please use its technical name.
All right.
More or less, yes, we are reheating pizza. We put it out this morning to people to know what their best pizza reheating methods are. We've got three, and I'm currently in the process of heating up pizza.
Scientific research in a kitchen, crossing live to Jordan in the kitchen.
I know, we...
You using a microwave first? Which ones are you going to do first? You got three options, right?
Yeah, we deal with all the big issues here on Snow FM Breakfast. So the microwave is option number one.
All right.
The pizza is in the microwave. I haven't set it going just yet because, Simo, you would know, a microwave is quite loud.
Yep.
So I haven't set that going just yet. Method number two, sent in from Lisa with the sandwich toaster, which is just nicely warming up.
Okay.
So we're going to pop the pizza in there in a moment. And number three is Mark, which is this one, I'm skeptical.
All right.
Wrap the pizza up tightly in tin foil, pop it in the bowl, and then pour boiling water on top of it. That is how Mark reheats his pizza.
Mark has got an interesting... I'd love to hear some of his other concepts on life because his pizza-orientated ideas are quite out there.
Yeah, it's a unique way. I should say the pizza that we have chosen to do this with is just a stock standard ham and pineapple.
Okay.
Now,
have you picked the pineapple off?
Show before, Simo, you and I are not fans of pineapple, so I may be picking the pineapple off.
Good.
If that's okay with you.
That's what I figured.
All right, Simo. So pizza reheating is coming along well. I'll get cracking with this.
All right, we'll leave you to that. So you got some dense dough that's going to be reheated, and are we marking these in like 3-4 minutes?
Yes, Simo, I'll bring them all in when they're done. We'll give them a bit of a taste test live on air and we'll find out which is the best way. Yeah, should we give them a bit of a ranking out of 10 too?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, beautiful. Sounds good.
Bliss and Esso remixing up the blue juice this morning. Snow FM at breakfast and, well, juice for brekkie is a thing, but now we're kind of going to... This is kind of the stuff that Satan would serve you in hell for breakfast, if I'm honest.
Simo, we're talking about pizza. We're not talking about, like, a horse's head or something.
No, this is...
Like, it's not... Just
it's an abomination. It's an abomination.
Unless Satan is, you know, part-time working in a pizzeria, which he might be.
Breakfast of this description is... I detest...
Yes. Well, Simo, yes, the studio this morning is filled with the smell of pizza because we are scientifically researching what is the best way to reheat old pizza.
Yeah,
pizza.
I'm kind of upset with you.
Well, Simo, way number one was in the microwave.
Mm.
Way number two was a sandwich toaster.
Yep.
And way number three was to cover it in tin foil and pour boiling water on it. That was by far the weirdest. That one was sent by Mark.
Yes.
On the Snow FM Instagram page.
Love you, Mark.
I've got the three pizzas in front of me here. Are we ready to give this a go?
Mate, this is all you.
So you refuse to try. You are not putting your body on the line for science.
No way.
I'm putting my body on the line for this show, Simo.
This is literally...
And I also want pizza for breakfast.
It's literally a segment for you to eat pizza for breakfast on a Friday.
Oh, yeah. When I dreamed this up yesterday, I kind of gave myself a self-high five.
We'll indulge you.
All right. So method number one was the microwave. Now, Simo, you'll note that I think I might have microwaved it for too long.
I'm familiar with that.
All the cheese has fallen off and... I can hold it vertical. The pizza's stuck to the plate. I'm holding the plate vertical and the pizza is not falling off.
I'm familiar with that look. It definitely is the microwave vibe.
All right, here we go. It's still quite warm. Should we give this a go?
Steady eat.
Mm.
Num num.
I mean, it's delicious because it's extra pizza. But yeah, no, I mean, it's...
Okay.
It's warm, but it's a bit soggy.
All right, so you're still happy though, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. So it's a very chewy pizza as well.
Move on. Go to the next one.
So way number two, this was sent in from Lisa on the Snow FM Instagram.
Yep.
This was pop it in the sandwich toaster, but don't put the sandwich toaster on top of it.
Yep.
But just sort of hold it there maybe a centimetre or so above.
Okay.
So it kind of heats from below and the heating implement from above.
Yes.
Works.
All right. Are you going to hold that one vertically? Or?
You see this one? No, this one won't go vertically. But yeah, so this one, I'm feeling good about this one. Okay, we're ready?
Yep.
God, it's so tense, isn't it? You see the... Yeah. I'm a bit disappointed with that. I thought that one would be better.
Okay, a bit dry, is it, or something?
No, the bottom's heated through, almost borderlining on too much heated.
Yeah.
But the toppings are still cold.
Oh.
So, Lisa. Yeah. I was a bit disappointed. I thought that one would work. But, Simon, number three.
Lisa, change your ways.
But yeah, Simon, number
three.
Now
for the pièce de résistance.
This one, Mark, who sent this in on the Snow FM Instagram. This is by far the weirdest.
Marky Mark.
Wrapping it up in tin foil. Put it popping in a bowl, pouring boiling water on top of it, and letting it sit there for a couple of minutes. That is how Mark reheats his pizza.
Bit of damp alfoil.
So
you got
I did
there.
That. I do have some damp alfoil. I'm slightly worried. I haven't looked inside this yet, so I don't know whether the water has seeped through to the pizza. Okay, should we unfold this now?
Yeah, you go for it. I'm not.
All right. Unfolding the pizza. Okay, Simo.
Yes.
I've got good and bad news.
All right, what are we dealing with?
I can confirm that the pizza managed to somehow stay waterproof throughout the process. No boiling water has leaked into the pizza.
Okay.
However, because it was wrapped so tightly in foil, the toppings have all stuck to the foil.
Okay.
So I have unfolded the pizza and literally I just have dough with some tomato sauce on it and all the toppings are on the foil.
It's a dough.
I'm not even going to try that, Simo.
No. You.
It's ruined. There's no toppings on it. I've got dough with a bit of tomato sauce on it.
Who was literally just saying they were putting their body on the line for science? Was it me?
you brought my words. All right, here we go. It's all right, here we go.
There you go. I was
if
just
you
saying.
Must,
otherwise,
right.
There would have been hell to pay if you didn't. How is that?
It's bread.
Guy Sebastian, let me drink. Snow FM breakfast. A bit of Christmas cheer floating around that household, I'd reckon.
Definitely.
20-9, it's Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And for many millennials, apparently plants are their babies. Or are babies, should I say?
I see. Well, Simo, you are a millennial.
Yeah. Are you a naughty? Is that what you are?
I think
is
I'm it? The one under.
Oh.
I don't even know what it is. But yeah. For the purpose of this, we're both millennials.
Yeah.
And you have set up a little plant here in the Snow FM office.
That's right. And now it's starting to get to the stage where it needs to be addressed. I don't know if I need to go into a bigger pot or I needs to be pruned or something. So I've been doing my research.
Well, hang on, just quickly, what type of plant is this? Because I have no idea.
It's a succulent.
What's that?
It's a green one.
I see. See, I thought succulent was something Matt Preston used to describe food
pork.
On MasterChef.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not anymore because he's been sacked, but whoever the new MasterChef judges are.
It's all succulent.
Oh, this is succulent.
Yeah, no.
So if you eat it, would that be a succulent?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it could be. Have you ever eaten it?
Look, you can try.
Bring in the succulent.
Bring in the cutlery.
No, I don't use cutlery, you know that.
Yeah, I am familiar, yeah. So apparently I've been doing my research because I was like, what am I going to do? I've got no idea. It was National Tree Day and I was feeling like I should do something, so I bought this succulent, this little green.
Oh, hang on, so you bought it?
Yeah.
So you didn't, like, plant it?
Well, like, no. It's been like...
I thought you just, like, got a seed or something and grew it through that.
No, I
so
wish.
So you bought it?
No, that's, like, next level. So I bought it as, like, a... You know how you get them at the small level? They're like children.
Oh, so they're like adolescents.
Yeah, it's like adopting, I guess. So I adopted...
So you adopted a succulent.
Yeah. And then it grows systematically over time, much like a human being. And then...
I'm aware how plants work, Simo.
Yeah.
And they are living things, and yes, they do grow.
So I was like, do I cut the stems at this point? What am I doing? Because it's starting to grow
hopefully you don't take that same mind thought process into it when you do have kids in the future. Oh, he's 7 years old. Do I cut his arm off now or... Or I don't know, how does this work? Do I transfer him to a bigger pot?
Oh, dear. Yeah. okay, so it's getting to that stage where I need to do
this. Have to cut his arm off.
Yeah, I need to do some reading. It's a her, by the way.
Oh, it's a her,
yeah,
sorry. My apologies.
So apparently now, through my reading, I've discovered that apparently by placing a microphone 10 centimetres away, you can record ultrasonic sounds between 20 and 100 kilohertz.
If only we worked in an industry where we use microphones.
So,
no, there's none around here.
And apparently, so
none
they do a bit of complaining when you cut the stems.
Oh, so are we going to...
Hang on,
so you're happily going to put your plans through torture to record it for the purpose of your job?
Just to see if it's true. We're just testing it. It's okay. We're also going to cross to a plant expert.
Ooh.
Her name is Annie. She's going to be on the show after this. Camila Cabello first. A bit of Havana, where all the plants grow. I'm worried about this, Jordan. Havana. Camila Cabello, Havana, Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru, and in the midst of dealing with the studio plant.
Yeah, well, Simo, this is something that you have brought to the office here.
That's right. It was National Tree Day a little while ago,
yeah.
So I went out and did the good thing. So,
and you went and bought and planted a, what is it, a succulent?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a little, what type of plant even is it? It's like a little...
It's a green one.
No offence to it. It looks like a bit of a root.
Yeah, so...
Like just kind of sticking out of some dirt. I think you put some kind of skewer there in the hope that it would grow straight up.
Yeah, and
it hasn't.
You look, yeah, happens to the best of us. It's a bit droopy at the moment. But
it's sort of about 20 centimetres or so long, roughly, would you say?
So what I figured was it's probably due to got to deal with the stems.
Yeah.
But apparently the reading I was doing, they really complain and scream and stuff. So I'm a little bit worried.
Okay.
So what I thought was we'd get an expert, someone that's very dedicated to their plant life. I'd like to welcome Annie to Snow FM at Breakfast. Annie, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Oh, both very well. Thank you, Annie. Hey, now, Simo tells me that you like doing a bit of gardening, so much so that you've actually named one of your plants. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. His name is Darcy. He's 7 foot tall. He's a fiddle leaf fig.
Wow.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
My mind doesn't even know where to go with that. Why did you go with the name Darcy? Did you have a couple of other names that didn't quite make it?
No, I tried gender neutral, but he's actually named after a football player.
Oh, which football player? Obviously one called Darcy, but which one?
Darcy Fogarty from the Adelaide Crows.
There you go. So how long have you had Darcy?
Sorry, it'd be awkward if you named him Darcy and it was after like Cristiano Ronaldo or something.
So how long have you had Darcy?
About a year and a half.
Okay, right. So it's pretty serious. Yeah.
And how tall is Darcy going to grow? Is sort of 7 foot, is that kind of his limit, or is he going to go even taller?
He's just never going to stop.
Oh, you say, so what, one day we could potentially climb Darcy to the moon?
Totally, yeah, I'm all about that. At the moment, he covers my TV.
Perfect.
I can't watch my TV. He just sits in front of it.
We should say Darcy is a tree, just in case you've tuned in. We're not talking about like a friend of yours who's called Darcy. Darcy, get out of the way. I'm trying to watch TV.
So, and it's inside the house, 7 foot.
Yeah.
So is there, you'd probably have to address some issues in regards to the roof. Is Darcy going to move outside at some point?
I think I'm just going to cut a hole through the top and make it go into my neighbour's unit. That's the plan.
Do your neighbours, are they aware of this plan, or is that just going to be a
not
surprise?
Yet. Not yet.
Do you rent?
I do. No, I own it. No.
Okay, right.
Yeah, good morning to your landlord if you're listening.
Yeah. And also, so much so that the dedication to this plant, sorry, I should say Darcy.
Yeah.
You've had a bit of ink done.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I got him tattooed on my arm.
Just the name Darcy or like a picture of the tree?
No, like a picture of the tree. Ooh. Yeah.
And is it in, are you going to go back and get more ink added to it as Darcy grows? So he kind of grows on your arm with him?
What people keep asking. I don't know. I don't know if I have much more room. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, I guess you probably don't do any pruning of Darcy because then it won't match your tattoo. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
So you just got to let him go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, so Simo, he's got his little succulent little plant in here.
I don't know if we can let Annie be party to this.
Yeah, well, how do you feel about this, Annie? Because Simo is planning on giving the succulent. Actually, Simo, do you have a name for the succulent?
Yes.
Who's your favourite footballer?
No, because it's a girl.
Who's your favourite female footballer?
Is it okay for
Call it Sam Kerr, there you go.
We probably should go gender neutral.
Well, Sam's a gender neutral.
Yeah, so... We'll brainstorm.
All right,
pop up the opportunity to name the Snow FM plant on the Snow FM Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, but right now we're going to do a bit of pruning. You ready, Jordan? You ready, Annie?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Well, Simo, you say that plants scream when they prune.
So here we go.
I don't know if I want to be a part of
this. All right, here we go. I know, isn't it?
It's dark days. It's Friday. It's a happy day, but here is Simo turning it dark.
All right, so apparently 20 to 100 kilohertz when you prune a succulent. Here we go. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't hear a thing.
Not a thing.
The dogs of the Snowies are going wild.
I know there's about 1,000 dogs running towards the studio.
Right back now, Khaled and a boogie with the hoodie. Annie and Darcy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Louise. Have a good day.
Right back, Snow Fam, at breakfast. 10 minutes on the way to 9. And also, Dear Diary, Rachel G from Admin, she's ducking in next.
Watch, not a rigid.
Dear Diary, it's been another crazy week on Snow FM Breakfast. I almost fell over with excitement. The boys kicked off the week by discussing Christmas presents you get from your grandparents.
The voucher side of things, right? That's so that your grandparents can be like, oh, I know exactly what Jordan will like. Oh, it's in this store. I'll give him a voucher and he can pick it out for himself and have such joy.
Grandparents I give a little pass to because most of them are bonkers. Okay.
Simo relived the time he had to transport a giant painting of a horse.
The width of the portrait was more than the car could handle.
I see, okay.
So then I realised that I would then have to walk with the portrait for, geez, it was probably around 10K.
Oh.
10K with a huge portrait of a horse.
Isn't that like 10K is a long way to walk just without a portrait? I'm pretty sure in the Olympics they do like a 10K walk.
Do you remember?
Professional athletes struggle with that.
Speaking of horses, Jordan tried to check his imaginary horse into a 5-star hotel.
What is your guys' policy on bringing pets along? Because, I was looking at bringing my pet horse. Oh, hello, are you there?
I've transferred a reservation, one moment.
Oh, sweet, thank you.
Spoke to a real-life mermaid.
To someone who's been in the mermaid game for a little while, her name is Starlet. Good morning, Starlet, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, going sensationally well.
Now, Starla, you are an actual mermaid. Is that correct?
I am. Fully qualified, real-life mermaid.
Wow.
Do you have, like, you know how you got a driver's license? Do you have, like, a mermaid license and you have a little picture of you in the corner?
I do, actually.
Settled a long-running debate whether or not you can eat peacocks.
I don't know. You can't eat peacock, but lots of people do turkey, right?
You can't eat peacock.
I assume.
Though last time, I can't remember browsing the supermarkets. And there's, you know, the chicken, the turkey, the steak, the pork, the peacock, the fish. And I don't remember seeing it there.
It's just, you see what you want to see, Jordan. It's probably there.
Oh, well, it's somewhere just hidden behind.
That's right.
Hidden behind the beef is the peacock.
Selective sight.
Simo said, okay.
Okay.
And you've heard of snakes on a plane, but what about snakes on a cricket pitch?
This was a professional cricket game in India. It had to be delayed because they were just about to start off. You know, all the fielders are in place, the batsman's there, the bowler's ready to go. And all of a sudden, there's just a snake on the pitch.
Oh, dear.
It's just slithering across.
How did they deal with it? Did they sweep it away? Maybe they pulled it beyond short leg.
Are you trying to do cricket puns?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Well, no, Simo, they used, and I've got the technical term here.
Did they forward drive, or did they use their forward defence and just wait for it to go on its merry way?
No, they just raised their bat and it just kind of went through to the... Felt bad for the wicketkeeper who had to catch it.
Oh, that's all good.
The boys will be back next week to do it all again. Not long to go now until Christmas. I can't wait to see what Santa's got for me in his sack. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.